What is happening, anchor friends? This is Sean Walcha from Behind the Smoke Media. This is my anchor project, and I wanted to dedicate this episode to Cali Comfort Barbecue, which is the restaurant that I started back in 2008. Our opening date was April 20th. It was myself and one of my best friends from college, Corey Robinson. Him and I started a business, took over an existing breakfast restaurant, and added a full Type 47 beer, liquor, and wine license, and wanted to bring a sports bar concept into a neighborhood in Spring Valley, California, which is a little bit off the beaten path in San Diego. This has been an incredible journey for us. About 5 years in, my best friend Corey, he told me that he no longer had a passion for running the restaurant. He was getting burnt out. And one of the things that I'm so grateful for to this day is that we were able to find a way for me to buy him out and retain that friendship. He's like a brother to me, and he's been so successful in what he's doing up in Marin County with North Bay Properties, selling real estate, expanding his business using digital marketing. And you know, he's a brother to me, and I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for his faith in the project that we were trying to do. Recently I went on and did an Ask Me Anything AMA, for those of you that are familiar with it, was on a cooking AMA. So they sent out a bunch of questions. It was pretty cool. I got to answer a lot of different things about how you can turn your side hustle into your side hustle of barbecue into a media business. And a lot of what we talk about on our podcast, which is Behind the Smoke Barbecue War Stories, Derek Marceau and myself, every Friday we put out a new episode. It's a business and digital marketing podcast, but we talk a lot about audio. Audio is something that is coming in so many different forms. Audio is coming into our homes. It's coming into our cars. For those of you that do listen to podcasts, that are listening to this Anchor podcast, I appreciate you listening. We are able to find topics, ideas, and things that make us want to be better. Podcasting has changed the game for me. When I crashed my 4Runner and all of a sudden I had a Bluetooth-enabled car, I was able to start listening to podcasts, and I started listening to barbecue podcasts like Man Meat Barbecue, the Barbecue Central show, and that was really when the idea came to talk to Derek about starting our own podcast. And you know, one of the things that probably made me reflect the most during that AMA was somebody asked, what are the secrets to success for Cali Comfort, you know, for staying open for 10 years? And I boiled it down to 5 secrets. And that's one, it was a commitment to honest communication, brutal honesty. 2, getting involved. 3, staying curious. 4, recruiting leaders with a hospitality blood type. And 5, learning and practicing digital marketing daily. You know, starting with 1, brutal honesty and open communication and transparency, they can't just be hot button words. You actually have to live by them. And I'm fortunate to have a wife that's Bulgarian. She has no filter. She tells me exactly what she thinks. And through my work as an alcoholic, I deal with, on a daily basis, my own insecurities and my own weaknesses. And in order to do that, in my program, I work on brutal honesty, on really breaking down the things. I try not to take the politically correct answer. I try to be efficient with my time. Unfortunately, being blunt in this day and age sometimes comes off as off-putting, but in business, what I've learned is that the partners that you want to have to be successful, you have to know what their intentions are. You have to learn who they are, who's the people behind it, what's their why. That's really the only way that you can both grow and make a beneficial partnership. things that we've been able to do as a single unit barbecue restaurant in East County, San Diego, I would have never thought possible 10 years ago. We always had high hopes for our restaurant. We always wanted to succeed. We're competitive by nature, but making sure that that two-way communication is always top of mind was crucial for our success, and it's crucial moving forward. It's one of the things we talk about when we're hiring new staff is if there's not a communication commitment from the beginning, then usually it's not going to work because there's no possible way for me to know what's happening on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, monthly basis with all of my staff unless they're willing to reach out. And how they reach out, that doesn't matter. They can digitally reach out by sending messages, by email, by text message, through Facebook. The form of the message isn't important. It's being proactive about something that doesn't feel right as opposed to being reactive. And we've been working on making sure that that message is known, and I think we're doing a much better job now than we have ever done, but it's something that we always keep top of mind. Going back to number two, getting involved, we have always treated everything like it's our first project. Jay-Z has a song where he has Biggie in the intro, and he talks about treating everything like it's your first project. One of the things that I love is documentaries, and The Defiant Ones on HBO was a four-part series that talked about Dr. Dre and what they talk about in that four-part series is it's easy to make your first hit album. What's hard is making your second. And, you know, trying to be humble and realizing that just because we're open today doesn't mean that we're going to be open tomorrow, and to make a commitment to getting involved and finding different opportunities for us to grow our business. We were never too big to go to a local elementary school to do a taste, to do a local business chamber of commerce. La Mesa Chamber of Commerce has been incredible with Mary England. For us, it's all about getting yourself out there because nobody else is going to do it for you. So it also forces you to grow. When you go out and you start doing caterings, you realize the capacity that you have to be able to put on an event, how many people you can feed, what your equipment needs are. And through those growing pains, we learn by bringing food to local radio stations like Rock 105.3, Extra Sports 1360, by having Chris Ello come out and do a live radio broadcast from our front patio. These are all things that at the time were a risk, but it was important for us to put ourselves out there. And, you know, by getting involved, we found a lot of opportunities. When our Chargers were contemplating leaving San Diego for Los Angeles, we got involved by starting the hashtag San Diego Love Letter Challenge and recruited other leaders in fan organizations like Bolt Pride, Rafael Alvarez, like Die Hard Bolt Club, Brian, and Bolt Complex with George, numerous Charger fan groups that helped us give a call to action for the fans. We knew that there really wasn't anything we could do, even though we love our team, we love tailgating. Those are things that as a sports bar, we didn't want to just be a Chargers bar. We want to practice what we preach, and we're all in. We're the people that want to set up the tailgate. We want to get there right when the gates open, and we want to be the last ones to leave. So for us, doing stuff like that opened up many different doors. And even though our team did leave, you know, there's been an incredible deep relationship that my wife and I have had with numerous Charger fan leaders. I got fortunate to be inducted into the Pro Football Ultimate Fan Association, thanks to Rafael Alvarez and Johnny Bolt Pride. You know, one of five Charger fans in that association, and every year I get to go to Canton, Ohio to meet with other incredible people that raise money for charities, and they're also the craziest people that you see in the stands on Sundays for NFL games. Putting on amateur barbecue contest, going to Derek Marceau, owner of Valley Farm Market, asking him if he was willing to sponsor the event to provide food, barbecue, cuts of meat for these amateur teams to come out and compete on the streets of Spring Valley in front of the restaurant. If that didn't happen, then I'm not sure. I know for a fact the restaurant wouldn't be open because of that amateur event. I met Gene Goycochea, who offered to teach us barbecue, offered to help us with putting on this amateur contest, offered to let us use his smokers. And it was during that process that we turned from California Comfort Restaurant and Sports Bar. We turned to Cali Comfort just before that. And then once we went all in on barbecue, it was about 2011, 2012, and we were Cali Comfort Barbecue. We made a commitment. We made some uncomfortable decisions along the way. We closed our breakfast, which had kept our doors open Monday through Friday. We would always open at 7 a.m. and we moved to 11 a.m. instead so that we could focus on cooking barbecue the right way. And that was a tough decision for us. But like I said, if we didn't get involved, if we didn't try to do things that were different, we would have never found those opportunities. That goes back to staying curious. Learning is top of mind for us. Podcasts allow us to learn. Anchor allows us to learn. People learn in different manners, whether it's by video, whether it's by doing, whether it's by listening. For us, we love audio. Audio is something that, you know, in Southern California, we drive a lot. When we're driving, if I can be learning that, that's something that I want to do. So staying curious, it goes back to what my grandfather, you know, as a immigrant from a small village in Bulgaria, he was always learning, and he learned by reading books. And I love to read books, but now you can listen to books. Now you can listen to podcasts. I'm sure if podcasts were available to my grandfather, I'm sure he would have listened to every single podcast there was out there. So stay curious. Make sure that you're always trying to learn, always trying to grow, and be sure to implement the things that you do learn, even if they are uncomfortable. Finding leaders with the hospitality blood type. There is a certain type of person that understands what hospitality is, that hospitality is about service. It's about giving back. It's about making people feel welcome. And what we've learned is that it's innate in some people, and those are the best. It's definitely can be a learned skill, but if your blood type is a hospitality blood type, it doesn't matter what your background is, you're able to do an incredible job taking care of people. You have to be positive. You have to be optimistic. You have to be grateful. You have to be humble. Those are all traits that if somebody takes anything for granted in this business, the doors will close. People can spend their money in lots of different ways. Technology has reduced the walls. It's increased competition for restaurants. And in order to compete, we have to be the best, and we have to make people feel welcome and make them feel like this is their village. And that separates us from the pack. It separates us from the corporations that can't get to their why because they're too large. They struggle to find their voice. And for us, we're able to pivot. And those are the things that really excite us. And finally, learning and practicing digital marketing daily. If it wasn't for digital marketing, I guarantee the restaurant wouldn't be open. We've spent money on every single type of advertising there is. In 2008, we even took out a yellow page ad in a physical book, which was a business listing, something that most people, there's probably a huge group of people that don't even know what a yellow page is. It essentially was the Google before there was Google. And, you know, I'm a millennial, fringe millennial, I like to say. I'm part of the ESPN and MTV generation. I graduated high school in 2000, so I was the Y2K generation. The world was supposed to end because of a computer glitch, which is pretty hilarious to think back and look on. But I grew up running our business through this generation of smartphones, and to see where we are 10 years later, from the first iPhone to the iPhone X, to think that we can put out a 4K video and publish it live to YouTube and have people from all around the world learn about the things that we're doing to build our business here in Spring Valley, those things are really exciting. And The internet is just an incredible place for small business owners to make their mark, to find things that they're passionate about, to share ideas, to become thought leaders, to go and speak on behalf of their industry. And these things are top of mind, and it can only be top of mind if you don't implement it. Implementation and trying things and testing things, there's a lot of fear. And there was fear for me to get on Snapchat. There was fear for me to get on Facebook. There was fear to be on Twitter. Once I removed those fears and just started doing it and stopped worrying about how many likes I was getting or how much engagement there was, and I was just really trying to find my voice, all kinds of different opportunities opened up. And that's back to staying curious and getting involved. Don't be scared of the internet. Don't be scared of LinkedIn. Don't be scared of email marketing. Don't be scared to learn WordPress so that you can update your own website. Don't depend on somebody else to do it for you. You can build a team, because building a team has helped us grow. Bringing on someone like Corey Wagner, who is the producer of our podcast. He's also my marketing manager, Digital Ninja. He has an agency background, but he has embraced what we're trying to do, and he's grown in ways that I don't think he ever would have realized in the last 2 years because of the opportunities that we provide to him on a daily basis. And for us to grow, we just need to continue to build our team. But that doesn't mean that I need to stop learning about what's new, what are new ways that we can share our story, what are new ways that we can help other barbecue business owners, other people that want to open up businesses, other restaurant owners that are trying to get digital, trying to go cloudless, trying to use all the different tools that are available to a restaurant owner that were never available before. Those are the things that make us excited. Those are the things that we want to share. I've been fortunate to go on some different podcasts recently, with Joe Alex Lemon, really dig deep into digital and what storytelling has done for us as a restaurant. And his podcast is called The Real Value Exchange with Joe Alex Lemon. Check out our website, behindthesmokemedia.com. Send me a message, tweet at me, send me a message on LinkedIn. I want to hear your story. I want to hear if you have a podcast, if you're considering to podcast, what you think about Anchor, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Come out and check out Cali Comfort if you're ever in San Diego. Let me know you heard it on Anchor. Don't be afraid to send out a message, and it creates that oh shit moment when somebody follows up. I've been fortunate to receive an email back from Gary Vaynerchuk. I've received messages. I became friends with Jim Trotter because of Twitter. There's just crazy things that can happen when you remove your fear of rejection. Send a message out there, find out what happens, get involved, and thanks for tuning in to this Anchor project. If you're in town for April 20th through the 22nd, come out to Cali Comfort. We're going to be celebrating, giving away pint glasses and t-shirts and having a Padres meet Twitter party with our friends from Mighty 1090. We're fired up. It's going to be an awesome weekend. We wouldn't be in business without all of the things we just talked about. And most importantly, we love what we do. And, as hard as it is to be an entrepreneur, we wouldn't change it for the world. I was rejected by all three law schools in San Diego. That was the best thing that ever happened to me because it forced me to find the thing that I love the most. And that's doing exactly what we're doing now. Every single day, I get to wake up and have opportunities to go out and spread the barbecue word and just do really cool stuff and meet other people that we respect and admire. And I look forward to meeting you, look forward to interacting with you. We'll talk to you next time.